Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is a small class. We have only three. Usually the class is much bigger than that. Hopefully nothing wrong happened. Okay. So today, let's explain who Allah alladhi la ilaha illa hu, which is, you can rewrite it by saying, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illa Allah. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, or la ilaha illallah. Both of them mean the same thing. But do we really know the meaning of la ilaha illallah?
Well, you can break it down like Allah is Almighty, no God, and then.
No, not the translation, the meaning.
Oh.
The meaning of it. Okay, let's, in order to explain the meaning of it, let's look at different point. Let's look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before and after he became a prophet. Before he was a prophet, did people like him? Prophet Muhammad, before he became a prophet. First of all, he became a prophet at what age?
40.
Age 40. So, before he became a prophet, did people like him?
Yeah.
No, they liked him so much. He was, to them, he was very respected. They called him As-Sadiq Al-Amin. As-Sadiq Al-Amin. They called him Sadiq al-Amin. Sadiq means the one who never lies. Al-Amin, the honest. So, honest and never lies. How long did they call him like that? They called him like this?
13 years.
They called him like this for 40 years.
Wait, how many?
40 years.
I thought they called him that for 40 years.
No, 40 years. They called him Sadiq al-Amin before he became a prophet. And they even trust him to judge between them and the incident of the black stone. Do you know the black stone, the black stone?
Yeah.
What is the incident of the black stone?
When they were making the Kaaba and they wanted to put it
back. Go ahead.
No,
I'm just telling her to pay attention.
Okay. Everybody wanted to put the black stone inside the Kaaba, but they were fighting over who would do it. So then Prophet Muhammad came and he told everybody that they put it in at the same time or something like that. I forgot.
Yes. They said, we will judge the first one who comes into the Kaaba. He's going to be our judge.
Okay.
Got it? So, did you memorize the ayat?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الذي لا
والله الخالق
هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
وهو
العزيز الحكيم.
Okay. Write your name and give yourself 30 out of 30.
Okay.
So the one who's honest, how long? Just imagine you're living with the people in the past, they used to live together in small towns. Okay? And they all know each other. All, they know each other. If a stranger comes in, they know it right away because they know each other very well. The Prophet grew up among them. Grew up in Mecca. Among the people of Mecca. And for 40 years, they called him what? As-Sadiq al-Amin. As-Sadiq the one who never lies, and Amin, the one who's very trusty, very honest, and very trustworthy. You got it? Now, when he became a prophet, what happened? Most of the people in Mecca, with very few exceptions, okay, called him a liar. So Allah says in the Quran, tell them, I have been living among you for 40 years, and you knew me for honesty and for always saying the truth. Why would it suddenly I flip into a liar? So think with me, why suddenly he became the liar, the sorcerer, the magic doer, the witch, the all kinds of names given to him after he became a prophet? What happened? What happened, guys? Think with me, what happened? Okay? So then when becomes a prophet, okay, becomes prophet at the age of 40. What happened? Things have changed. He became the liar. You can take brief notes. The dishonest,
the witch, the sorcerer.
The sorcerer. I know sorcerer is written spelled wrong. How do you put it?
I don't know. I think
C-E-R.
And then there's an E-R.
And then sorcerer. Well, the sorcerer. The monk.
The monk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
this is
supposed to be an
like
the insane.
Oh.
The insane. And they did not leave a name, bad name, without calling him. You know? Okay. The troublemaker.
The cuckoo.
The troublemaker. The troublemaker. The insane. The troublemaker. You know? You can see all of these names that they called them. All of these bad names. I am asking you a question. What made them change their mind so radically from the north to the south, from the east to the west? 180 degrees they changed their bound. Yanis, why?
Well, it's probably hit them really hard because probably there hasn't been a... What's the time difference between the second to last prophet and Muhammad?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 650 between him and Prophet Isa, approximately.
Yeah, so that's, they haven't seen probably a prophet or a messenger in a long time. So they, even though he was like an idol like to all those people, they probably, it was hard for them to take that he's now just a prophet now. He's just a prophet. It's probably hit them like this is impossible. This is crazy. I mean, we haven't had a prophet like this long, so only now there's going to be a prophet.
Exactly right. But that's one point. Another point to say that, very short, is to say that he brought them what? He brought them La ilaha illallah.
Oh.
That's the only difference. Okay? He was fine with them, trustworthy, honest, you name it, he was fine. Until he brought them the package of La ilaha illallah.
Isn't it like praise to God? Like,
no God except Allah. No God except Allah. So, why did they hate La ilaha illallah?
Because didn't they all worship
idols? They worshiped idols.
Yes.
cows, they should worship clay, like their own like designs of.
Worship dates. They make gods out of dates, and when they get hungry, they eat them. Go ahead.
I saw a video that before Prophet Muhammad, they used to worship mice. And like they made this humongous like castle out of cheese for them.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it, but
I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, how could a god be a mice if mice if
for,
you could
no,
crush
for,
mice?
Forget about this mice thingy.
Yeah, I know, but how you can't make a god because God has created you, so. Theoretically, in like common sense, that's impossible to have a god you can make. You can't make God. You can't touch God. You shouldn't even be able to see him.
Like,
that's right.
Maybe you can praise God, but
like,
you can't nothing.
Like,
you can't see
God could
God
be
God.
Like over there, like God could be like up in the sky, and you like.
You can't see. So basically, they hated the Arab lords. Hated La ilaha illallah. The Arab lords.
All of the Arabs or just...
The Arab lords. The Arab
they
lords.
They wanted their idols and them to be praised by the people.
Yeah, I like... they make a statue out of camera.
I can write for you. Can I write?
Yes, please.
Awesome.
So, the Arab lords hated La ilaha illallah. So he write here and say, the reason they hated the Prophet and started calling him bad names, and you can point to this, after he became a Prophet, after 40 years living with them and he became a Prophet, is because the Arab lords hated La ilaha illallah. The Arab lords hated La ilaha illallah. Why? What was their beliefs before?
Idols that you could make out of a hamburger and then you could eat them.
Okay.
That's kind of funny.
Idols that you can make out of dates and eat them. They didn't have burgers then.
Because they...
what did they eat?
They believed that there were so many like things that they could worship. Like,
right.
So many idols. But then when it says there's only one God that sunset.
They have treated statues the way Allah is to be treated.
Right.
But how come they eat them?
And what's the philosophy? What's the philosophy between that? This is a dumb guy.
Yeah.
What's the philosophy behind that? The philosophy behind that is that they say God is too big to know about us. He's
no,
too big.
That doesn't even make any sense.
That's what they believed in. And they say these idols are small enough to listen to us and big enough to talk to Allah. So they ended up...
So basically... You can just get clay and be like, clay, talk to Allah.
Yes.
So they still believe that Allah was the God, but
yes. They
just thought of the idols like as a way that, like, sort of like
a messenger.
And the only reason...
Yes.
Jinx, under earth.
The only reason why the Arab lords wanted, hated the La ilaha illallah is because they wanted their idols and them to be praised by the people.
They hated La ilaha illallah because it will take away their unfair rulership. It will take away things that they have unfairly taken from others. So, but yes.
Wait, but you said that they didn't treat them as God. They just said that they are like messengers. So why is that such a bad thing?
Oh, because it's low image of Allah. To say that Allah doesn't know about us, and he needs a messenger to hear from us and give to him. To say that about Allah, that's a low image. When you hear that, you say, Subhanallah. Allah does not accept this insult.
Or you can say, Astaghfirullah.
You say, Subhanallah means Allah is better than that. So, the Arab lords hated that message, La ilaha illallah, because they are going to be equal to their slaves. They are going to be followers of the Prophet. Followers of the Prophet. And they are going to be, they will have to give up their idols. And the idols was very good business to them. Why the idols was very good business to them? Uh-huh.
Because they, when they had the idols, they would put some like disc thing there, and then they would put some like, so offering, maybe like yes. Like they would put money or stuff there, and then like,
donation box.
Yeah, it's like sort a donation box, but they hold it, like the idols hold it, and then they put stuff in there, and when nobody's looking or like when it's night, they take it. And then the next thing they know, they're like, oh my God, the idols are true because they
other people other than those did the same thing you're describing, but the kuffar didn't do that, because the reason it was profitable to them, because every idol represents an Arab tribe. So this is my idol, and this is your idol, and this is the idol of Banu Sa'd, and this is the idol of Banu blah blah. This is every tribe had an idol. And they come once a year to visit their idol. And when they come to Mecca, they bring with them what?
Money.
Business, exactly. They visit Mecca, they bring business with them. They buy, they sell, they trade. Mecca becomes rich.
Trade center.
Yes, trade center.
Yeah, Mecca was one of the...
It would become like New York City. Becomes like New York City.
Of the ancient world.
Of the ancient, of the Arabian Peninsula. But to them it was, to them La ilaha illallah wasn't in their best interest. They had a conflict of interest. Remember that. They had a conflict of interest with La ilaha illallah. First, they are going to be equal to their slaves. Second, they have to give back the things that they have taken unfairly. You know, they have taken things unfairly from the people, so they have to give it back to them. Okay? Third, that they are going to be a follower of a prophet. They're going to be followers of a prophet. And they didn't like that.
So they much rather take, so they much rather follow something made out of clay than a person.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And they kept making arguments to the prophet. They kept saying, are you telling us that our grandfathers were wrong? Are you telling us, brief notes, are you telling us that our grandfather are in hell? Grandfathers are in hell?
Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, that's they refuse that. They refuse to accept that.
But how would if they didn't know? The grandfathers, they didn't know.
But the prophet said, yes, they are. So the prophet knew that they are in hell. Fine. You got it? Mm-hmm. So then here's the question. If they, La ilaha illallah means that their parents were wrong, their ancestors were wrong, and they are in hellfire. You didn't write that one.
I don't.
Okay.
What does that say?
Huh?
Believe.
Oh.
Okay. So, to have very, very, very short phrase, you say they had a conflict of interest with La ilaha illallah. Then in the homework, I ask you a question. Why did the Arab lords have conflict of interest with Islam?
Because they wanted, when people came, they wanted them to bring business. And
right.
When they bring business, they have to pay to buy land and then put their business there.
Yes, it's like a festival for every tribe, and they get bring business with them, trading.
But they have to pay them so they can get a spot.
Yes, and Mecca...
Like a carnival, you have to pay to get in.
Right, not really pay to get in. When you go in, you trade. You bring trades with you.
To bring
so
goods.
It becomes goods
to trade in
to
order
trades.
To enter the sacredness of the idols.
To survive there, you bring trades with you. Anyway, so here is why they hated it, because they had conflict of interest with Islam. Now, they argued that the idols... They can see the idols. They argued that they can see the idols. Remember Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam? When he was arguing with people about God? So they say the king is our God. And their argument was because we can see them. Because we can see the king. Yeah, they say the king's the master of gods. Or a chief of all gods, and these gods are under our king, and they worship the king and his gods.
We were watching a documentary for ancient Egypt in history, but when they saw Ramses II's tomb, it was all flooded, and then when you read the sixth grade Islamic studies, it says that Ramses II was the person who was flooded by the river. And
yeah.
When you see his tomb, there's so much flooding there that you could barely see.
Yes, this is a punishment from Allah to this person.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Prophet Ibrahim. He was debating with them that Allah is to be worshipped. They said, no, the king and his idols, the king and his statues, like idols, are the ones worthy of worship. There's no Allah in heaven. Guess, they argued with him. They said, we can see those, but we can't see Allah. So how did Prophet Ibrahim argue against that?
He used a stick and then the sorcerers came and then he's like...
No, Prophet Ibrahim, not Prophet Musa. What Prophet?
The idols?
Yes, he smashed the idols. But before he smashes the idols and put the axe in the hand of the biggest one, before he does that, he played sort of a game with them to show them that they are wrong. He first said, okay, guys, the God has to be visible, right? You're saying God has to be visible. They say, yes. So God can't be invisible? They say, no, they have to be visible. So he said, then God is where? Up in the heaven or down on earth? They said God is up on earth, in heavens.
Up, on earth.
Up, you know, right? Are you done there?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do that.
Wait. Did you say, is it up in heaven or down on earth? Because you said up on earth.
I'm sorry, up in heaven. That was a mistake.
Is that a five?
Are we the only four people in this class today?
Hold on. Okay. So basically, Prophet Ibrahim said, where is God? Down on earth or up?
Up in heaven.
They said, yeah, lords are usually up in heaven. He said, okay, let's look up in heaven and see, because they said we have to see God, yes? So let's look at see. Oh, and he looks up, he saw the stars. So he looked, picked at the biggest star and he said, this is God. Okay? He's visible. We can worship him. Then he said, let's start worshiping God. And they started worshiping him. When the morning came, what happened?
The
star is gone. So he said, ha! Here we go. On seeing God, you can't see him. Okay? They say, okay, let's try again. Then the next night, on the same day, okay, he saw the sun, very big, shining, and nice. He said, okay, that's my God, this is big.
Do they know anything about the world, like how it turns nighttime?
Yes, no, he was walking them through the logic, step by step. So he said, okay, I'm going to worship this sun. And they spent all day worshiping the sun. When sunset came, what happened to the sun?
The sun
go bye-bye. So he said, okay, now it's invisible. Then he looked, he said, okay, this is the moon. I'm going to worship the moon. And they spent all night worshiping the moon. Guess what happened in the morning?
Well, you could still see the moon in the morning. It's just you can't see it very well.
Usually not. Usually you can't see it. Usually.
The moon goes bye-bye.
So the moon goes bye-bye. Then he tells them, okay, I have, my God is the God of heavens and earth, and he's not seen, and we cannot see him. He's the God of seven and earth. We can see Allah by our eyes, but we can see Allah with our
brains.
Exactly. When you think about the products of Allah like the sky is the nature, the human creation, the creation of animals. When you see the creation, the products of Allah, then you can know Allah.
But you can find out about Allah.
Wait,
you know, Allah can show himself if he wanted to, but and he could have did something that will make them believe. But he's testing us.
Yeah.
The whole living in the earth. birth is actually a test for Allah, and it's either you pass or you fail. So he didn't want to show himself because he's testing to see who will be the ability, who will be a believer, and who will stay as a disbeliever.
Yeah, but Allah sends a prophet to call people to the right path. So Prophet Ibrahim. And they, you know what the story, what happened when he broke the idols and
he
put the axe on the largest one.
He threw in the fire and then made it cool.
When you go to sleep,
and then the animals are like,
is that true?
What is it again?
When you fall asleep, you're in Jannah.
I wish you
no.
Bye-bye.
When you die, you die. You either be in Jannah or hellfire.
Right.
You have a door to Jannah or a door to hellfire.
Because my old third grade teacher told me that if when you fall asleep, you're...
it's like,
and then when you wake up, you go back to your room.
No, we have nightmares sometimes. That's not Jannah. That's not Jannah.
Okay.
But let's go back to the point here. So, who they are should be, they were going to be followers to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they did not like that. They fought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. They fought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much because of La ilaha illallah. There are signs in the universe. They are signs in the universe that Allah is one. Let's take an example. The rain. The rain is a product coming from what?
Allah.
Yes, coming from Allah. But how is it physically formed?
When you, in the cloud, oh, okay, first the sun heats up the water and then it goes up. And then
turns into water vapor, and then the water vapor goes into the clouds,
and then
the
clouds...
And then
when
clouds,
the clouds go there, they mix with other drops and some, like, rocks and some stuff.
And
like
the wind comes. The wind comes,
and then it
moves the clouds. The wind comes, moves the clouds.
Sometimes
they mix. Yeah.
Around the world.
So, let's look here how many systems are working together. So we have the sun, the ocean, or the sea, the sun, the ocean,
body of water,
and the wind, working together to produce rain.
And the clouds.
To produce rain, that's what
no,
we want to focus on.
The cloud is actually a water vapor,
yeah.
But, and then it gets pushed by
so, rain. Now... These three ones working together, it means that the Creator is one. If the Creator is not one, then...
Some people think that rain is when God can't hold his pee anymore, he helps.
What is it?
Some...
No, don't say that. Don't repeat that. These kinds of things not to be repeated.
What did you say?
Some people...
Forget it. Don't say it again. So... These systems work together. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have easier ways of inviting people to Islam. One way he could have done it, he could have made like a slave revolution. He could have talked to slaves because Mecca was an unfair city. The lords have monopoly over wealth and power, right? The Arab lords has monopoly over wealth and power. So the majority of the people didn't have wealth and power. So he can talk to the slaves, organize them, and then fight the people of Mecca, which are the Arab lords, and seizes power from them. Couldn't he done that?
Yeah,
but it has a less likely chance of...
No, it would be easier than what he did. And then when he becomes a leader or a king, he tells them, now you have to believe in La ilaha illallah.
But if he does that, then there's no test. That Allah's test wouldn't be for the world.
No, there would be a test to the people because they are tested to stand by the Prophet and they are tested to believe into La ilaha illallah that he brought later on.
Yeah, but Muhammad didn't want to use any force.
No, he uses the sword against the sword. But you can see here why Prophet Muhammad didn't do that. It's because Prophet Muhammad wanted people to adopt La ilaha illallah first, before doing anything. Okay? Another way the Prophet ﷺ could have rallied the Arab ways, the Arabs, to correct the manners, to have good manners. Why? What do we mean to have good manners?
A life. A life.
During the pre-Islamic period, the Arabs were basically like scumbags, basically. They worshipped the idols and they treated them the way Allah has to be treated. Okay? You gave up writing?
Oh, no, what should I write?
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Oh, my bad. I'm
so, you... So, they treated idols and pictures the way Allah is to be treated. They buried baby daughters alive. Did you hear about an animal or a beast that buries his or her babies alive?
No.
They acted worse than beasts and worse than animals by burying their baby daughters alive.
Oh my God, why would they do that?
They say they cannot fight and it's a shame when they become slaves.
So why do they put them on, why do they bury them? Why don't they just it's bad enough that they're going to kill them. Why don't they just kill them in a non-painful way?
But why can't they just
No, they dig a hole and they push the girl into the hole and they just heal the dust or heal the...
I know, but can't she dig out?
No, they're babies. Yeah,
they're babies.
They come out the stomach and they...
Sometimes bury them and when they are 1 year, when they are 2 years, sometimes they bury them all the time.
I heard about that story where this guy was going to bury his daughter, and then when he was digging, his daughter wiped the dust from his face.
Yeah, that was Umar ibn al-Khattab. She wiped the dust from his face, and that did not, he did not feel mercy on her, even though she was cleaning his beard and cleaning the dust from his beard.
Did he actually still do that?
No, after Islam came, they stopped doing that.
Did Umar end up burying his daughter?
He did. Before he became a Muslim. Before he became a Muslim, he did.
Did he repent?
Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, yes, when he became a Muslim, his past sins were wiped off. Start a new page with Allah.
That's so messed up.
Did his daughter struggle?
They did not know any better. They were scumbags, basically. They were fighting over silly, ridiculous things. There is a very famous war in the Arab history. It's called the War of Dahis and al-Ghabra. The War of what?
Dahis and
it was about the camel race.
A camel race?
Yes. And one tribe... Okay, the camel of one tribe was winner. Yes. So they fought together. They fought together for 40 years. For 40 years they were fighting together.
Just because we're camels?
They finish each other. Dahis and Al-Ghabra.
Dahis and who?
Dahis and...
LeBron?
Al-Ghabra.
Oh.
That makes no sense. Why would they be like this? Why your camel?
Again, you're not allowed to say al ghabra because al means da, so it's da.
Ghabra is not a good name. Anyway.
What's that mean?
The ones who make dust, there are so many of them that they're making dust. Anyway, just back to the point. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have called people not to la ilaha illallah. He could have called people to reform the manners. He would say, I am a social reformer. We want to get rid of these bad manners. Got it? So he could have done that. And then after he becomes a king, after the efforts are successful, he becomes a king. Then he says, now we have to believe in La ilaha illallah. And I am a king. I order you to do that.
But wouldn't that be cruel and unlike...
Well, what is wrong with that?
Everything.
Yes, because Allah, the Prophet Muhammad wanted these manners to be built on Islam. There are two ways to build manners. Manners are built on two different foundations. The first foundation is...
Manners?
The first foundation is Islam. Okay? And the second is because to be rich and strong. People fight corruption because corruption makes people what? Weak and? Weak and poor. So people fight corruption to remain strong and rich.
You didn't finish talking about the camel race.
They finished each other. They kept 40 years until they killed each other.
Every one of them?
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, it was crazy.
Oh my God, that's funny.
It was a crazy race.
It's like this one more person who killed each other.
Until they killed each other.
They killed all of each other.
But how did they do that? Was there like one person with a shotgun? They shoot one person, another person.
No, they died camel racing.
They started losing people in the war until they became few. Okay, and then that's it. The war ended by them killing each other.
The class is full.
Now there's 5 more minutes.
You are right outside.
Okay. The last thing that the Prophet ﷺ could have done, he could have said that the Romans and the Persians are occupying our good land and unites the Arabs to fight the Romans and to fight the Persians. And then when he succeeds in the war, he becomes a king, he tells people, now say La ilaha illallah. He did not do that. Why? Because Allah wanted the manners to be based on La ilaha illallah.
I have a question. Wait, if the Romans and Persians united as one and versus Mecca, they would obviously lose if Prophet Muhammad even wasn't born. Even if he was a soldier, until he was like 40, he wasn't a prophet, right?
Yes.
So they could basically lose the war. But then after he's 40, then they maybe would win the war.
Yeah, what I meant is that the Prophet could have done it as a reformer, not as a messenger from Allah. And then because people, by the way, fight corruption and...
they fight to be stupid.
No. They fight corruption to be strong and rich. Because corruption leads to poverty. Corruption leads to poverty. And make people weak. Nations are weak because of this.
Okay.
Inshallah, I'll see you next week.
This is